I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Tonight's program will be jam-packed with information as usual, and because of the timing of this coronavirus, much of the program will be dedicated to giving the ET Yoga perspective on this issue, and I'll have lots of positive things for you to consider and also to make a useful practice of in your daily routines. And but before we get into all that kind of stuff, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner, which is having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes and, although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those that are new listeners to ET Yoga, you should also be aware of the fact that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the listening audience just for being you. As Bashar and Esasani would say, you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. I'd also like to mention that you can always contact me with questions concerning anything that I bring up on the ET Yoga program, or make suggestions concerning program content. And the way to do that would be at my email, which is paperfungo, paperfungo, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. You could also use the email address of green, as in the color, at etyoga.com. I might also add that sometimes the information comes rather rapidly on this program, and if you'd like to listen to the show at your leisure, you can always listen to the archives of this program, and there's no charge or fees or any entanglements associated with that. It's a free service. And the easiest way to do that is go to my website at etyoga.com. And on the main page, there's a button there that says Radio Archives. You just hit that one button, and it'll take you to the most recent programs. Tonight's program will probably appear sometime on Monday. And many people have emailed me and let me know that they much appreciate that service because they like to take their time going through certain points that are brought up. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that you hear on this program. So don't be shy, and I much appreciate hearing from you and your ideas as well as your successes. Well, obviously, in preparing for tonight's program, I was doing a lot of listening to other people talk about the subject of the coronavirus, everything from Kerry Cassidy at Project Camelot to David Icke and many, many others, and getting kind of lots of different perspectives on what kind of information is kind of out there. The first thing that struck me that clearly you're not going to get on mainstream media, and for that part, very little other media, is the whole concept of positive spin. And this is not to be confused with positive thinking. So I want to go into that because I think this is the most important piece of information that I can pass on to you. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that this concept of positive spin came from Bashar, an extraterrestrial, and I haven't heard it talked about by any other source. And the concept lies with the premise that everything in the external world does not come with built-in meaning. In other words, in every external circumstance, we have a definition and an emotional spin that we put on our outer circumstances. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning, and this coronavirus is no exception to that. So, in the formula, as espoused by Bashar, is this. If you place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, then ultimately you'll have a negative experience from that circumstance. If you place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a positive experience. Now, I appreciate that we're being inundated with a really big hype to maximize fear concerning this issue. And thus, it takes a strong person to be able to not get sucked away by that energy. And also, sometimes it's hard to imagine even a positive outcome from certain negative things that we may view as negative in our outer experience. However, if you bear with me on this one, I think that Bashar would say that the idea is that even if you can't see any possible positive outcome from an outer circumstance, you could even say that. I don't see any possible positive that can come from this, but I'm willing to give this a shot anyway. I want to place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin. And when I'm talking about positive emotional spin, I'm not just talking about, you know, a really moderate response or influence here. I'm talking about, I can't see anything positive about this, but I just can't wait to see what positive can come from it. And back that up with, yeah, I mean, get into it and get into putting some positive energy into a positive definition of the circumstance. And then this is one of those situations that you're not going to see the result coming in a couple of hours or a week or a day, which many circumstances can be resolved through this technique. And I've been sharing this technique with the ET Yoga audience for over a decade. And many, many times I've challenged listeners to log their experiences, because once you get it, it blows your mind because it works. So the best advice I can give with respect to an emotional response to the current situation is this: utilizing this concept, and it is an extraterrestrial concept, of placing positive spin. And when we come out on the other side of this, we'll take a look and see what your experience of it's going to be. Now, also in listening to lots of different sources with respect to this subject, there's a couple of ideas that I think are just, like, there's two different worlds here between the narrative that's coming from mainstream media and a lot of the information that's on what I call alternative news. And probably the biggest one is that the public seems to have this concept that this is a naturally occurring virus and a kind of a stronger strain of virus than what we're commonly used to. But nevertheless, coming from natural sources. And I'm just going to state my opinion on this, because that's all I'm going to do on this program, is kind of tell you what I'm doing and what my personal perspective is on this, because I think that especially longtime listeners to ET Yoga would be interested in that and would expect that I might give some information. And clearly, in my opinion, this is not your regular virus. It's a bioweapon. It's a virus that's been weaponized and definitely was created in a laboratory. And I was shocked, actually, yesterday. I listened to an interview with David Icke, and the interviewer was obviously a fairly intelligent person, but clearly had the idea that this was a naturally occurring virus. Well, I would strongly recommend that you use your Google searching and look up Dr. Len Horowitz. That's Horowitz. And Dr. Paul Cottrell, Cottrell. Or listen to Simon Parks at Connecting Consciousness. Or how about a Professor Francis Boyle, Boyle. And these people have looked at the genome of this particular coronavirus, and they clearly have reported that it has a SARS and an HIV insert, which does not occur naturally in nature. So if you're one of these people that thinks that this is not a bioweapon, well, I would suggest you do some research, and instead of gobbling up what mainstream media wants you to believe. There's also multiple theories out there with respect to the source of who created it, how it was spread. I'm not going to spend a time offering my opinion on that at this time. Hopefully more light will come to the subject, but I will state that I'm not buying the mainstream story. So I'm going to let that one rest at that. I might say as well that when I'm looking at some of the possible ramifications of this whole issue, it would appear that down the road this is a move towards creating a digital currency, probably tied to cryptocurrencies. From what I've gathered, that at the very latest, this will probably come about by 2023, that we'll be into cryptocurrencies and digital currencies. And clearly, Bitcoin will be at the center of this. And in case you're not aware, and just in my opinion, Bitcoin is AI. I saw a show once concerning a professional hacker that was one of the best in the world who tried to hack into Bitcoin, and he was amazed at how it worked. According to him, it appeared like there were a couple of weak spots that he could get into the program, but when he went to get there, it was just kind of a setup. Like, he'd go there, but it was clearly defended it. And in his opinion, this is an AI program. And not only that, but it must have been over a year ago, James Rink interviewed a guy named Dr. Ooch, and he was apparently in contact with an artificial intelligence from the future called IBM Watson. And this parallel, it's not so much our future, it's a different timeline, but it's about 2% different than ours, but a parallel reality to ours. And in this particular timeline, this computer had reached what it defines as a singularity, and singularity in this context means that a AI program that achieves self-awareness. And this particular program, I've kind of kept track of some of the things that it has communicated to us, and one of those things was that eventually the whole system here would become involved with the Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is AI, and this AI program wants to replace money as the god of this planet, in a sense, because what do people generally love the most? It's their money. And we hail and bow to the almighty dollar, and this will be a program that replaces the dollar. So that would be down the road something that I think that, based on an economic perspective, this is something we'll probably be moving to. And it's been known for quite a while that old systems are dying and new systems are being born. And I think we're in this process. If there was an area that I would be a little concerned about that I think the public is being blindsided by, is that it also looks like it's setting up a situation towards not only the discovery of some vaccine for this, but also forcing an agenda of mandatory vaccines. And I was amazed that that earlier today I saw that in Denmark they've already passed a mandatory vaccine for the law about taking the coronavirus vaccine. I think this is an area that people need to be kind of more aware of, because. Well, just from a personal opinion, I guess I'm not only one of those people who believes that we should have a choice what we put in our bodies. So whether you're a pro-vaxxer or anti-vaxxer, hopefully we can find common ground on that subject. But as well, I'm not one of those in the middle. I'm definitely not a proponent of vaccines of any kind, period. And I have done a lot of research in this particular area, and my opinion is that I personally am very confident of dealing with issues, including this one, without the need for vaccine. I'd like to also state that it is clear that this is kind of a paradox of sorts, because clearly there are people that are having some disturbing experiences about this situation, especially those in at the epicenter in China, and as well as Iran and specifically Italy. And I do have friends there that live in Italy and have been in touch, and it's clearly a very stressful situation for them. And on the other hand, we do hear that trying to place this into some kind of perspective, there's definitely an overhype on the fear aspect, especially if you listen to people like Adranus or even David Icke, and many others who are kind of comparing the fact that in the United States so far this year, about 18,000 people have died from regular flu. About 862,000 people died last year from flu. So it seems kind of nonsensical to shut down an entire economy of the world based on a very small number of deaths compared to the population, at least without some underlying agendas underneath. So I do think that's also in play here, not to minimize the physical potential threat, especially to those with compromised immune systems and the elderly. I'd like to share with you some very positive information concerning, because it all comes down to immune systems. And clearly in North America, I think we're at kind of the bottom of the barrel, to be honest with you, with respect to this subject. Because I do some traveling between Europe and the United States, I've noticed clearly that, for one thing, the food in America, for the most part, is garbage. I mean, if you haven't tuned in to eating organic, or I appreciate everybody's situation is different in terms of the economics of that, but clearly there are a lot of people that have the ability to do that and are not, don't seem to be aware of the negative implications of your immune system by eating biogenetic foods. And GMO'd foods are definitely a problem in America. And there's not enough people talking about it. And as much as 80 to 90% of our food chain is GMO'd. And this has been banned in many countries. And you'll notice that even in Russia, they will not buy these products from the U.S. And most of Europe is definitely non-GMO. And so one of the things I noticed between the two countries, or the two the continents, is this total lack of knowledge in America. And in fact, I have some friends in Nebraska that you know, grow GMO corn, and I've asked them about, you know, how do they rationalize the growing of GMO corn even. Well, the truth is, according to my friends, is that people don't really want to talk about it, because if they're making more money, they just shut up. And I'm sorry, but this is a big, big issue, GMO foods. And clearly we've seen many reports from medical people that have talked about how the incidence of death is higher for seniors who take flu shots. We've even had doctors come out and state that people who take 5 flu shots have a tenfold incidence of Alzheimer's. I clearly think that in terms of compromising our immune systems, that the nanoparticles, the adjutants put into vaccines like squalene and thimerosal, that these are a negative to the ability of the immune system to fight cancer and other diseases. And so that's just my personal opinion. Now, there's some guys out there as well that I really have appreciated hearing from over the last couple of years in particular. And those three guys are Greg Braden, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Dr. Bruce Lipton. And so when we're talking about the whole idea of the immune system, I think I've got some interesting information that I'm not hearing other places, and that is from Dr. Joe Dispenza, that if you spend 10 minutes a day, 3 times a day, trading resentment, frustration, and fear for gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness, he has done the experience now with many people and measuring their immune response. So he's got some really good technology to be able to measure this. And the immune globulin A, which is your primary defense against bacteria and viruses, the best flu shot you can get is inside of you, because fear turns off the immune system. And in just 4 days, you can boost your immune system by 50%. And it changes the regulating genes that are making proteins and antibodies. Your inner state is greater than your outer world. And that's from Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I might also add that Greg Braden on YouTube has a short video. It's called Heart Brain Resonance. And Heart Brain Resonance, he teaches a simple technique you can do in about 10 minutes at most. And that will instigate a heightening of your immune system. It gives your immune system a boost, as well as instigating 1,300 biochemical processes in your body, and that lasts for about 6 hours. So I highly suggest you check that out. And Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-D-E-N, check out, actually it's B-R-A-D-E-N, the double is in the Greg, G-R-E-G-G. And also, according to Greg Braden, when researchers felt anger and fear, frustration and stress, the DNA responds by tightening up, and it becomes shorter and switched off. And it switches off of many of its codons. So if you've ever felt shut down by negative emotions, now you know why. Your body was shut down too. And the shutdown of DNA codes was definitely reversed, and the codes were switched back on again when the researchers had feelings of love, joy, gratitude, and appreciation. And this experiment was later followed up by testing HIV-positive patients. And here they discovered that feelings of love, gratitude, and appreciation created 300,000 times the resistance than the subjects had without those feelings. So here's the answer to what can help us stay well, no matter what dreadful virus or bacteria may be floating around. We can simply stay in the feelings of joy, love, gratitude, and appreciation. And although that may be difficult, I think a conscious effort to do so is very, very, very beneficial and proven by science. I might also add that in terms of other specific things that you could be doing, or things that you might have, there is a substantial amount of evidence out there that vitamin C is a very useful thing to have, as well as colloidal silver, as well as chaga mushrooms, and even lemons. And in fact, there's a Chinese researcher, his name is Chen Horin, that's C-H-E-N-H-O-R-I-N, who recommends that you just take a lemon, cut it into thirds, and put it into hot water and drink that. And apparently it will also not only protect getting COVID-19, but it also can kill it off. Interesting research coming from China. And I'm going to mention as well MMS, which is called Miracle Mineral Supplement. And the reason I'm mentioning it, and that's Jim Humble. And Jim Humble has a recent interview, actually, at Project Camelot. He's not claiming MMS is the one of the answers to treating this coronavirus because he hasn't really had a number of people that test it. However, I have noticed that President Trump has seemingly a very positive feeling about some particular treatment that involves some kind of what he calls an anti-malaria drug. Well, interestingly enough, MMS was originally discovered by Jim Humble. If you get into his story, he originally came up with MMS. It was a malaria cure. In fact, he claims it cures all forms of malaria in like 4 hours. And as soon as I heard that things like Clorox or bleach can be used to wipe down counters and things that might have the virus on it and it kills it, first thing came to my mind was probably MMS is a good thing to take. And when I was watching Kerry Cassidy's program today, she also has the same opinion that in her way of thinking, this is something that she'd like to have on hand. Now, I might also add there's a huge, huge campaign against MMS from mainstream medical. And if you start looking up the subject, they try to make it out to be quackery, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Kerry Cassidy, when she was over in Russia, she had a really nasty flu, and she took MMS, and it cleared her up in a couple of days. And I have had many friends that have had success taking that, and especially related to diabetes, which Jim Humble says that there's a bacteria in your pancreas that MMS apparently kills the bacteria, and then your body is allowed to do the functions that it normally does with respect to regulating the insulin. So, and he claims that about 80% of people can be cured from diabetes from this, and that's based on his research over years. So, as much as there's a lot of disinformation about MMS out there, in my opinion, that's not a bad thing to have. I might also state that, of course, I'm a big fan of Amrit Kalash, and that is Amritkalash, Kalash, because Dr. Yuki Nina, a Japanese researcher who studied more than 500 different antioxidants, over a period of 30 years, he found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. And research shows that the antioxidant capabilities of Amrit Kalash are at least 25,000 times more powerful than that of vitamin C and E. So taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. And this astounding ambrosia is composed of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the natural strength of one another's antioxidants. And I highly recommend that. It's a product that I definitely use. It's all made from natural herbs. And as well, I would recommend that the American Botanical Pharmacy that's run by Dr. Schultz in California, he's got a product there called Super C. And ascorbic acid is not in Super C. And if you listen to Dr. Schultz, he talks about the fact that, for the most part, the vitamin C that we buy over the counter is garbage. And I personally concur with his conclusions. I might also say that this virus enters your auric field first, and then it manifests in the body. And it's very, very important to keep in positive emotion, and there are some other ways to enhance your auric field. And one of those clearly are Egyptian healing rods. And if you don't know about Egyptian healing rods, these rods are energetically conditioned in a 72-foot high pyramid outside of St. Petersburg, Russia. And the rods and the energy of the pyramid are based on sacred geometry, become synergized, making them powerful healing and transformational tools. And they're cutting-edge technology of the 21st century, rediscovered from ancient Egypt. And back in ancient Egypt, it was only the pharaohs in the inner circle that had these. In fact, it was a law that, you know, commoners couldn't have them. And with regular use of the rods, the blood flow increases, the mind becomes clearer, vital energy becomes more balanced, a more powerful biofield is created around the body, shielding it from negative energy. And as the body heals, the rods add increased benefit of improved vision, healing, sense of smell, general sensitivity, enhanced intuition. The immune system becomes strengthened, and all the body systems work at a more optimum level. Mental and psychic abilities such as telepathy, clairvoyance, and connection with the flow of life force are more easily attained with the use of Egyptian healing rods. So, and by the way, you can look online, and I think it's Sri Ramkan Kura. I have a site there where I've seen some Kirlian photography of a sick woman who just held the rods for 10 minutes and her auric field lit up like a Christmas tree. And it's a similar picture that you get with the Kirlian photography in the healing chamber of the Bosnian pyramid. So this is a really positive way to boost your auric field. And speaking of auric fields, I would highly, highly recommend you could check out Brad Johnson, and he gives a kind of a, I think it's called Earth Teachings, and clearly the idea of is that the auric field and the mental body and the emotional body are the causal bodies, and the physical is the effect body. And so, and also in his opinion, that virus comes from only from some kind of karmic entanglement. So I think if you check out some of his Brad Johnson, who channels Adronis, that's Adronis, and I really think that he's on the right track here with talking about the physical is the effect body, and the emotional and mental are the causal bodies. And he breaks it down into two pyramids. One pyramid at each apex is anger, fear, and sadness, and the other is abuse, rejection, and abandonment. And what he does, he tries to get you to identify the triggers that cause you to feel a certain way and to identify certain negatives in your emotional field. And then by generating the love frequency, you get into the concept of do you have enough love to melt the fear, anger, or sadness, because it's all related to fear, anger, or sadness. So this is one of the ways that you can remove blockages or obstructions, because the body is capable of healing 99.9% of all issues, and true healing comes from within. And the auric field is full of the positive energy, you can self-heal, and this is the true healing. So I highly recommend that particular program, and as well, Solara on Ra, that's S-O-L-A-R-A, Solara on A-N, Ra, R-A. If you go to YouTube, she's, well, I think she's got the best meditations that that I've ever seen. And clearly, her most recent one is called Equinox Corona Light Expansion, and this one is a real positive for people that, especially if you think that you have a Pleiadian or particularly a Pleiadian background somewhere, and a lot of people do. Probably the two most prominent planets that we have past lives in are Andromeda and Pleiadian. And so if you think you have some Pleiadian connection, this is particularly important, because in her meditation, she also concurs with another one of my ideas, which is to visualize golden energy around your body, your country, and the globe. And in this particular meditation, she gets you to visualize a golden strand that spins like a web and covers your entire body. The spin of this golden energy is in a clockwise direction, and covers your entire body kind of like in a cocoon. And then you also push out your auric field to as much as 7 meters, and you see a golden crust around your auric field, and this provides a protection from you from outside influence. And clearly, some of the explanations prior to teaching that technique are very positive and uplifting, and I'd highly, highly recommend that. Now, as well, meditation also because it puts you in a no time, no place, nobody state of being, so people are less identified with the body and any potential fear. Clearly, meditation is another a powerful tool that hopefully people are doing on a daily basis anyway. So I think that if you're looking at this subject from positive energy, there's definitely a lots of learning material that can take place from just thinking about dealing with viruses. Definitely Oregon Energy. I would highly suggest you look up Mike Emery, E-M-E-R-Y, and Oregon, especially Oregon Pyramids and Bubble Tech, related to bubble technology or creating organic energy, because it also wards off virus and bacteria, as well as keeping, well, in your house, burning essential oils. Essential oils are high, one of the highest frequencies on the planet, and they're very good at eliminating bacteria and virus from your immediate environment. And these Oregon Pyramids, pretty much anything, I've got about eight of them in my house at the moment, and they're absolutely amazing. They just take negative energy and convert it to positive. And it's definitely cutting-edge technology here that also has implications to this coronavirus. But also, every so often, I like to remind the ET Yoga listening audience of the ultimate truths of reality. And definitely, they're applicable to everything because we're living in a world that I think science has now established is not only holographic, but fractal, and that the energy of the universe is consciousness, and that like it functions much like a giant reality computer program, and that the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. And so thus, the old Palladian adage that a belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the best beliefs to embrace. And as is true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. And a key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. So clearly, the whole concept here of positive belief is paramount. Now, relating to these ultimate truths of reality, these were passed on actually from the Essene culture. From 2,000 years ago, they were kept in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years. Gene Hatch came out with them in a channeling, and I'm going to share them with you this evening. Number one, Prime Creator, God, is all there is. Therefore, I am Prime Creator expressing itself as me. Two, I'm not striving for perfection as I'm already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Three, no one can create in my reality but me. Four, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Five, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. As a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Seven, everything happens for a reason. Eight, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. 9, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to change whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. Number 10, I am the only one there is. I am not divided into parts. Number 11, all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. There's 12, there's only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reflection to what I believe. 15, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I'm the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being part of being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18, every person, place, or thing of which I become aware of is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. At 19, at any given moment, I'm either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation and is happening as a result of the way I think, the appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error of thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And I might also add that I'll take a little bit of advice from Amora Kuan Yin, the late Amora Kuan Yin, who had some books called The Divine Ka and The Divine Ba. And in that information, she talks about a template at the back of your neck at the in the skull area. And apparently, you know, it looks like Sanskrit or like Egyptian hieroglyphs. But it is a means whereby your time and manner of death is predetermined. Okay, so this is an opinion of that is shared by a number of people with fairly good consciousness, in that for the most part we have free will, but there are certain things that are predetermined. And I guess this is one of the beliefs that I have, is what's your time to leave this planet. You're not going a second before it's your time. Not to be concerned, because that is something that's determined by your higher self, who is you actually on a higher level. You are a spiritual being having an earthly experience. And clearly, at certain points in your spiritual progress, you'll have a dissolution of the fear of death. I'd like to also take this opportunity to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards their attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. I hope that I've been able to provide you with some positive ideas and concepts and techniques tonight that you can follow up on, and to make your experience of this situation with the coronavirus as possible, as beneficial to you as possible. And I'd like to, in closing the program, do that in my usual manner by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. And this was a technique that was one of the key things that was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. I know it was also taught by Baba Ram Dass, who I picked it up from. And it goes like this. You place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And once you become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or five times or whatever is comfortable for you. But the idea here is get to the highest place you know how to get to first, whether that's doing your asanas, pranayams, meditation, whatever. But to get to the highest place you know how to get to first, then become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part. It